Friday, April 9th, Friday in the octave of Easter, and today's saint of the day is one that I had never heard of before, and her story is phenomenal. So many of the saints, especially the recent saints, are just inspirational with what they accomplished and what they bore. And the saint of today is Blessed Katarzyna Faron, and I apologize, I'm probably saying that name wrong. She was born in Zabrze, Poland. At the age of 5, she was orphaned and raised by pious, childless relatives. Desiring the religious life, she entered the Congregation of the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate in 1930. She served in the community as a kindergarten teacher and catechist. After the breakout of World War II, she became the leader of her religious house, ran an orphanage, and helped the poor. She was eventually arrested by the Gestapo, charged with conspiracy against the Nazis, and sent to Auschwitz concentration camp on the Feast of the Epiphany in 1943, where she was assigned to do manual labor digging ditches. She praised God in all her sufferings and resigned herself to following His will. Due to the poor conditions, she developed typhoid fever and tuberculosis. Because she completed the nine First Fridays devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, she trusted that she wouldn't die without Holy Communion, as our Lord has promised. On December 8, 1943, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, she received Holy Communion as viaticum, which was secretly brought to the camp by a prisoner priest. While on her deathbed, she prayed intensely for various intentions on a rosary made of bread. According to witnesses, she offered her sufferings for the conversion of a priest who had fallen away from the church, who later did return to the true faith. Blessed Katarzyna finally died from her illness on Easter morning. She is one of the 108 beatified Polish Catholic martyrs killed during World War II by Nazi Germany. Her first feast day is today, April 9th. Saint Katarzyna Faron, pray for the world and for us. Jesus, I trust in you.